views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. That is the question. That is the question. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have to give you an assignment, and I know I didn't give you a heads up about this.
Okay.
Well, Benny Mather's joining me
here
today.
Do I get a little extra time?
Yes, you do.
Okay,
you will.
Good. I'm all right.
It's going to be right in line with the topic
Perfect.
For today. Dr. Friedman, now I'm getting where they're watching us. Wave to the camera. I don't know
Hi.
Which one you wave to.
It's that one.
Okay.
Camera four.
Hello, everybody.
Take camera four. Go.
I'm wearing blue because I knew
green.
You were coming in. Well, you have blue. It's like a little blue, greenish, a blue, bluish, greenish.
Very matchy-matchy. Like
we're matchy-matchy because I realized that we have to be matchy-matchy in the studio now because now they got four cameras. Do you see them all? How many?
My God.
Three, Benny, or four?
We've stepped it up here for you, Friedman.
Where's the fourth? Where's the fourth camera?
That's right there.
It's back here?
No, it's up there.
Okay. One, two, three.
Wow.
Oh, behind me.
Behind you.
Oh.
It's your neck thing. So.
Oh, it's getting my neck?
Is my tattoo going to show? No.
You know, my Chris Brown tattoo? Yeah.
That's a
topic for another day. What a great show we have today. And this is what I'm going to ask Benny to do. Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today. He has been a regular on the show. I have to tell you, I'm excited for him, Benny. I'm excited because I think either the next time that he's on or the time after, I'm not sure the timing, he's giving birth. He's giving birth.
Interesting.
Now, he has given birth before. Dr. Friedman is the creator of Cellular Wisdom.
You sure you want to hear that? I could double it up. That's what
are
I've been
yours?
Going through. No, these are both of mine right here.
These are good. Are those your kids?
I got two right there.
They're not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I'm telling you, if those were your kids, I would be sending you over to Dr. Darvish to do something about
not
that.
Not under my watch.
No, there we go. Those are not hit. No, Benny would never do that. But Dr. Friedman Schaub, founder of Cellular Wisdom. And giving birth is a kind of an interesting conversation. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about it today with today's topic. But he has been helping people globally for over 15 years. As an extraordinary platform, his workshops, his empowerment program, changing the lives of folks. And you're going to hear a little bit about that later. But here's the thing that I love is we get to hang out with folks because, Benny, we're coming up on our 10th year anniversary next year.
Getting close.
Wow.
I know.
That is amazing.
I know. And I was shocked when one of my folks pointed that out, and they said, what are you going to do? And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, how is the Dr. Pat Show going to celebrate that? So we are planning some big things. I got some party people on the team. So, yeah. But here it is. This is a conversation not just about birth, but what does it take to launch your dream? Can we do that without becoming vulnerable? Why is it that vulnerability has shown up in our lives in so many ways and has gotten a bad rap? So I want to tell you this, because we're going to talk about today how to harness the wisdom and power of emotions, part four, how to find the strength in vulnerability. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. I just want to mention something, and then this is Benny's assignment. if he chooses to accept his mission.
Well, I have not. It sounds like I don't have it. Yeah.
It's great to have you here.
I feel very vulnerable with these cameras, but other than that,
I'm
very happy to be here.
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, by the way, people actually watch the camera.
They do.
I got a message the other day that said, do not bend over like that to put your computer away. Okay. All right. There we go. Here it is. Last night.
Are you bending over to get your computer?
And do not be taking any...
Curious minds want to know.
Don't be taking any of those freeze frame shots. We don't want to be seeing that on YouTube or something. Last night, I have a long day on Wednesdays. I do a late night show and so forth and so on. And I'm doing some creative work. We're changing a lot of things in the look and feel. But last night, I decided I'm going to watch some TV because there are like two of my favorite reality shows on. And they're singing shows.
The Voice.
The Voice and The X Factor. Right? Brittany. Britney Spears.
Brittany, yeah.
Yeah. What is her name? Demi Lovato? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Sits next to her.
I don't even know who she is.
Well, I kind of
pop singer, another pop singer.
Okay. But I want to tell you, I'm not going to talk about Britney today. I think we'll save Britney for next week. But I do want to talk about Demi Lovato. Many people don't know her story, right, Benny? The whole bullying thing, right? Huge advocate. So what happened last night is one of the singers that came on was completely raw, vulnerable, had been bullied through high school. They gave the backstory, bullied through high school. And here she was. So she came on stage, and unlike everyone else before her, pretty much, except that one guy, you could tell before she came on stage, she was emotionally captivating.
Mm-hmm.
All of the bullying, all of the pain. She came on, and Benny, the song that she sang is the one that I would love if you could find. I don't even know how you find it, but and she came on. She has the same tattoo as Demi Lovato. But she came on, and you could tell that she was emotionally drained, but that this was her moment. And she was so honored to be there, but she was crying, you know, and just could not just stop emotionally. And she told her story. And what happened then was she sang a little bit. And so she sang her song. Have you ever tried to cry and do anything else, Dr. Friedman?
Blow my nose.
Yeah, exactly. But have you even tried to talk when you're crying?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's very hard.
It's easy.
This woman sang. The gut-wrenching pain from this song. First of all, the song was an inspirational song. The gut-wrenching pain that showed up on that stage brought Simon Cowell to tears. He has never been emotionally moved. That's the level of vulnerability that we're going to be talking about today. And you didn't have a whole lot, I think. People felt compassion, but they saw strength in that. And so I wanted to, and you know, Benny will find the, so I wanted to ask you about this because we're talking about how to find the strength and vulnerability. And yet at the same time, a lot of folks don't even know how to be vulnerable. Can you see the trick in this?
Well, I think for her, it seemed like that she was, and unfortunately I missed that, but it seems like that she actually channeled her vulnerability into a healing, you know, with being there on stage, expressing what she, you know, really went through, being inspirational for others. I mean, that's definitely a strength that she showed. And, you know, it's not only about that we are hiding the vulnerabilities, we are also ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And she obviously wasn't ashamed of crying or telling her story or admitting that she was a victim of bullying. And that in itself is obviously something that, you know, you described in the audience, everybody felt moved by.
Oh, totally.
And they were moved by because, you know, we cannot get moved by anything that is not inside of us. You know, if we don't have the same sense of pain on some level, the same understanding of, you know, I know how that feels, we cannot really relate to it. And then it doesn't move us at all. And so when so many people are moved, it shows you so many people know exactly what she feels. But she was the one who had the courage to be out there and talk about it and express it and doesn't hide, doesn't make that a sign of I'm flawed, I'm weak, you know, I shouldn't be even seen. That's quite inspirational and exactly that what we talk about.
And, you know, it's funny you mentioned healing because that is what we're talking about. After she sang, of course, you know, as she got four yeses and a hug from Demi Lovato, which and to see Simon Cowell, right? You know who this guy is.
Yeah.
He's not Mr. Nice Guy. But to see him physically...
I think he pretends not to be Mr.
Physically,
Nice Guy.
Okay. But to see him physically, his physicality change, his eyes filled up. He couldn't even speak.
Well, and didn't he probably look much better despite his haircut? I mean, it's like quite amazing how when people are actually emotionally touched and open...
I have a whole new understanding of this guy.
They look much more beautiful. There's definitely something about this rawness that actually lets our light and our beauty shine. And that's, you know, what you said about, you know, you have a whole new image or understanding of him. I think because you saw a part of him that he usually tries to hide.
You know, what a powerful experience. And yet, you know, some of what we're going to explore today and kind of jumping down the rabbit hole with this is why we are so uncomfortable with our vulnerability. You know, what is it about that? I mean, we hear over and over and over again, especially at the workplace. Now, you and I are kind of fortunate. We're, you know, in our own businesses, but we've both worked in institutions. And most of the institutions around working just do not allow for that level of vulnerability. You know, is our society different from other societies? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to really look at vulnerability, what it is, why we try to hide it, and how vulnerability helps build a bridge to intimacy. And what do we do when we feel vulnerable? This is an amazing show, of course, Dr. Friedemann Schaff. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you what he's giving birth to as well. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Schaff. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
On the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. How to Harness the Wisdom and the Power of Emotions, Part 4. How to Find Strength in Vulnerability. Benny, thank you so much for getting that clip. Would you just let folks know who that was singing that? This was the clip that I mentioned from the X Factor auditions last night.
Yeah, compliments of YouTube, actually, is
thank
where
you,
I pulled
YouTube.
It from. It's Jillian Jensen is the singer, and very emotional clip. It's actually 12 minutes long, so we can only play snippets of it, but
right.
It literally went from start to finish, and the whole, it's amazing.
It's really emotional, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And, you know, Dr. Schaub, you know, when you go home, you could probably take a look at that. But I was so struck by how so many people felt that level of compassion for her. But vulnerability is not something, I think, that we grow up embracing. I mean, if anything, you know, aren't we kind of trained not to step into that arena so much?
Well, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that we are growing up initially right out of the womb as the most vulnerable beings. I mean, you know, pretty much every other species, you know, besides maybe the monkeys, can actually do a lot being born. But we as humans, we can't do anything until, you know, maybe we are 3 or 4 or something like this to really take care a little bit of ourselves. So there is a long, long, long stretch of vulnerability. And we should think that this vulnerability is just a natural state of being for us, something we need to honor, something we need to nurture. But we don't, because very quickly we fall into this idea of you have to be tough. You know, you're not allowed to cry when you're a little boy. You know, you're not to be, you know, allowed to be somebody who's complaining when you're a little girl. You are just, you know, more and more forced to fit into a framework of appearing strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a fear of if you show vulnerability, you're going to be weak and you will not succeed and people will not like you. And so there is this natural conforming to values that we believe are the values that give us the greatest chance of success and happiness. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily true. Because, you know, like we know by playing a role, hiding out, not really accepting these more vulnerable sides of us, we don't really create more happiness. We may create more conformity and we may fit in and we may be accepted by others, but are we really more happy? You know, one of the classic examples are the people that have been hurt in relationships, you know, and are very vulnerable.
Who might that be?
Well, there are a few out there that, you know, had bad experiences, got disappointed, betrayed. And one of the most common reactions is just to close down.
Shut your heart.
Well, and not letting anybody get close anymore. I mean, this fear of letting somebody in and then again getting hurt is certainly a defense mechanism that says, you know, I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to be exposed. I don't want to show anybody what I feel. But what people don't realize, or eventually maybe only realize, is that the pain that causes them by shutting down is way greater than the pain that potentially anybody could do to them.
Mm.
Because it's a long stretch of loneliness. It's a long stretch of feeling isolated, feeling unwanted, feeling that you don't belong, simply to protect something inside of you that you feel is too vulnerable to be accepted, too vulnerable to be cared for.
Some say that vulnerability is one of the most misunderstood constructs, you know, ideas. And, you know, part of this that we grow up with in our society is that it is misunderstood.
Right.
So we get confused about it. You know what I'm saying? We have sports and athletes and, you know, we're looking at people, you know, holding themselves together. We saw the vulnerability of you know, people in the Olympics. Phelps, for example, you know, losing a race, not even finishing. I mean, you could see it on his face. I mean, he did nothing to hide that. But today we're talking about finding the strength in vulnerability. And that seems like an enormous task.
Well, you know, let's say this example with Michael Phelps, not finishing is something that you could interpret as, well, he's getting old, he's losing, he's, you know, not as strong anymore. But isn't that also something that at the same time shows a side of him that makes you more, you know, like him, that makes you more close to him, that makes him more human, where you actually feel like, yeah, I can relate to him actually more. And I love that the next time he's going to go up there and win, that he's actually using that experience not to bring him down,
right,
but to propel him forward. And so that there's just something about seeing the three-dimensional or multidimensionality of a person when you see their vulnerability versus a two-dimensional, you know, nice, shiny surface when somebody is just always, you know, strong and together and, you know, not showing any kind of emotions or quote-unquote weakness.
So I want to ask you a question about this, because when I think about, and we can use Phelps as an example, because he talked about his vulnerability, actually. But when we see something like that, and we know we're going to suck it up, it is the mind, I think, that tries to kick in and give us instructions on what sucking it up looks like, you know, what moving ahead looks like. And at the same time, it seems to me, at least my own personal experience in life where I've done this, mm-hmm. You know, I lose the lesson. I don't get the lesson.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It's like I don't get to have this experience, which he did,
mm-hmm.
And so many others, right? Where then I can come up and shine. How important is having that experience in order to shine in your life?
Well, I think it's very important to take the time to actually look at the feeling of the vulnerability and really, you know, discover what does it actually mean to me? What does it tell me about myself? And what we usually do is the, you know, like you said, sucking up or, you know, hiding it out or trying just to avoid even thinking about it, moving forward. It's the embarrassment of self. It's this feeling of, you know, I am just not really good enough. And so I just avoid that side of me that's not feeling strong and that feels vulnerable. And I'm just focusing on the other side. And that creates definitely a disharmony. You know, I had a client calling me yesterday, and it was a great example because he was struggling exactly with that conflict. And it was, I haven't talked with him in over a year, and he just spontaneously called. Maybe he saw the newsletter and just said, you know, filled me in how great he's doing and how grateful he is for all that, you know, the work we have been doing and how it transformed him, because he felt that now he is a whole person. And before, he was conflicted between the side of him that always felt that he needed to be better, that he needed to, you know, be wealthy, that he needed to be successful, that he needed to, you know, represent something special to himself, to his family, especially to his wife. So he pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And there was always a side inside of him that felt scared and somehow sabotaged him and that felt like, you know, completely anxious of, you know, speaking in front of his peers or in a public setting. And so it was always a back and forth. And when we work together, I ask him to visualize that vulnerable side of him, that side of him that feels exposed when he puts himself out there, that questions that people really would like him or that they would really accept him. And he saw, it was funny, he saw Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
So yeah,
that's kind of, you know, ugly and mean and, you know, just old, crooked, you know, pointy teeth. And and it was just, of course, a side that he completely rejected. And all he wanted to do is just get rid of that part of him. And then we led him back to the beginning. Where does this come from? What was actually, you know, the root of that? And working with the subconscious, you know, he found several times early on in his life where he felt that vulnerable, and he felt that being vulnerable meant that, you know, he was not good enough or rejected. And that image automatically transformed into a much, much younger self, you know, all the way to the age of a 4-year-old self. Mm-hmm. And his whole feelings shifted to all of a sudden having, you know, compassion and deep love and sadness for actually remembering how bad that felt, and remembering also that this is still a side of inside of him that needs support. And what happened is now that he really befriended that side of him as a side that he actually feels responsible for. So the beauty about looking at vulnerability like this is you take responsibility for being the caretaker of a delicate, a fragile side of you that has a lot of depth and a lot of wisdom, but it's the side of you that needs that support from a more empowered self.
I want to talk about this when we come back, because, you know, what we're talking about is like this emotional vulnerability that was so obvious in the show last night. And I think we can all relate to emotional vulnerability. I can.
Right.
You know, because I will tell you that first half of my life, you would never know what was going on with me emotionally. You wouldn't be able to figure it out. You talk about a straight face. You know, I was so trained in that arena from sports and so many things, and then my corporate job and so forth and so on, that you know, you kind of got that face, which you had to make sure nobody could really read you. Because as a woman in a field that I was growing up in, the only woman manager out of an entire division, you know, there was an exposure that I felt in a lot of different ways. And then my life changed. But one of the areas I would love to talk about is an area of life that we so sensationalize today. It is a multi-billion dollar market, and that's body image. You know, we have a society where we have so many people that can't even imagine showing their naked bodies. And this is different than European and other places, but we have this going on. Not everywhere, but it's the kind of thing that fuels a level of shame. So when we come back, I would like to talk about the relationship between vulnerability and shame and how those two things can create a healing.
Sure.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining me here today. Yep, this song is all about that. Perfect, Benny. Thank you. Let's take a short break. If you all have a question and you want to call in, if you're feeling vulnerable, if you're feeling like you'd like to move beyond that, give us a call. We'd love to be able to help you. 1-800-930-2819, or send me an instant feedback at drpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
And suddenly, it's hard to breathe. Now and then, I get
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or 2 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can Coaching Inquiry.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Wow. I remember that song when that came out, and it's still at the top of one of my all-time favorite songs, and actually videos. Dr. Friedemann Chaub is joining us here today, How to Harness the Wisdom of and Power of Emotions, Part 4, How to Find Strength and Vulnerability. And we're talking about a lot of different aspects of this, what vulnerability is, how it shows up in our lives. And I guess before the break, I was really struck by something that's actually very near and dear to me, and that's this multi-billion dollar market we have out there around image. Now, I'm not saying it's just a woman's issue, but I think the multi-billion dollar target market are women, because we go out there and we strive to match something that somebody says that we should look like or be like, completely on the outside. And I wanted to ask you about this, because if there were a place that we really have learned to suck it up, it is around body image. I mean, just the fact that we have such a large population of women that feel so vulnerable and shameful, having another person see them naked, really talks to that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I think there's more shame. And of course, vulnerability comes with that feeling of shame. But ultimately, this whole body image issue is something that is the protection of showing, you know, the authenticity. So you want to look similar to what's expected or accepted in order to be, you know, embraced by others. But that's not your authentic self. But we are focusing again on this two-dimensional outer appearance versus really, you know, focusing on that what is really beautiful, which, you know, I think this song really demonstrates nicely how it is about this inner beauty and the inner strength that really counts. And that's unfortunately completely undervalued in our society. But, you know, each and everyone needs to, you know, touch their own nose and say, you know, it's my fault as well, because we all are buying into it. You know, we are judging. We are, you know, saying, okay, maybe I should do this or buy that because that's right now what's in. And we cannot complain about the body image issue in this nation if we are also, you know, following in the same track. So the first thing I would recommend everyone to do is to really stop judging others for being not exactly, you know, mm-hmm. the ideal weight or the ideal appearance. I mean, if we can actually simply see each person as the expression of who they are at this time without having any kind of scorecard that needs to be pulled out and say, well, nah, don't like you. That's really, I think, part of what we as individuals can do, refraining from that little rush we get when we see, oh, I'm better than this person, or the little rush we get when we have a nasty thought about someone. That's just something that is unfortunately almost like an entertainment that we do internally because we see it on the media all the time. You know, like these competition shows. There's judgment every night on TV. Yeah. Every night you're told you're either good enough or not. And it's so ingrained inside of us. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see a show where everybody gets actually on stage and gets accepted for who they are and everybody gets praised for that. But no, it's a very narrow window that we are told to fit in. And that brings up the idea of, you know, showing the authenticity and being vulnerable as a part of that authenticity is not okay. It's not acceptable. And so we're striving for this either body image or for this perfection or for this acceptability, completely ignoring this inner voice. And, you know, I always think these shows would be 2 or 3 hours, but one of the things about the strengths about vulnerability that I really want to get to is that strengths that vulnerability gives you in being able to actually see from a much deeper place what the world is really and what other people are about. You know, when you tap into your vulnerability, you also tap into your ability of awareness. You know, the vulnerability is a very sensitive side of us. That's a side of us that can actually read between the lines, that can look beyond the outer appearance and see the beauty of someone. You know, last night, like you said in the show, all these people were touched by this person's vulnerability, and through their vulnerability being touched, they were aware of the beauty and the courage and the strengths of that person. And if that person would have tried to hide it and just nervously fidgeting on stage without really sharing what's going on, she probably would have, you know, kicked out. It would have not been the same situation.
No, so, you're absolutely right. It would not have been.
So there is this courage that she had, and there is this understanding that, you know, when I actually am vulnerable, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm, you know, weak or that I have to cry like she does or that I have to, you know, right away spill all the beans on my traumas. It simply means that you're also aware of your emotions, of other people's emotions, of their deeper layers. And then with this, you know, almost intuitive sense, approach somebody more from they are their authentic self. I can see it. And I am, you know, trying to be my authentic self by letting this part of me go out. You know, every time I'm radio, it's a vulnerable situation.
No kidding.
You are having to, you know, ask yourself.
Now we got the cameras going on too.
Right, on that, on top of it. Yeah. And then you wonder, you know, do people really understand it? Is anybody listening? So it's a very vulnerable thing.
All of us that are hosts, we go through, is anybody listening?
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
I went crazy with that early on. I made Benny crazy about it early on. I don't think about that anymore.
Well, you can't, because you have to shift it around and say, you know, okay, I'm just expressing that what needs to be expressed in this moment by me. And this is all you can do.
It actually took me a bunch of years to get there, though, where you got to the point of, why am I doing this to begin with? You know, what was the reason for getting behind the mic to begin with? And how quickly it is that we can lose sight because of all the things you just said.
Right.
You know, the judgments, the measurements,
absolutely,
the this, the that. And, you know, I'll tell you, this has been a really interesting couple of years for me personally, and in terms of talking about some of the things that have been going on in my body and so forth on air. But I had to, because our listeners were starting to wonder and wondering why, you know, I was saying or not saying something. But it is vulnerable to show up and say, yeah, this is what's going on. You know, and at the same time, remember the core of why we start doing some of the things we do.
Well, if you see your vulnerability, for example, as the opportunity to inspire others to, for example, look after, you know, their own health, address those issues that they try to avoid, or, you know, be also more authentic and express more how they really feel,
right,
then your vulnerability was a catalyst. And I think that's what another strength of vulnerability can be. It can be the catalyst for us to express in a more authentic way what we really feel. You know, I was sitting out in the hallway before the show, and it's really interesting to watch how people are interacting and dealing with each other in a very, very similar way. It's almost like there is a handbook of, you know, this is how you have to be with each other. And if you really would ask the people, probably a few would say, you know, I really have a bad day, or, you know, my aunt is sick, or my cat just died, or whatever. But that's the facade we are basically putting in front of us and not wanting to bother anybody. Or, you know, you ask, how are you doing? How many people actually tell you, you know, I'm doing really bad. I'm, you know, really being in a pretty miserable mood right now. You know, usually you don't do that.
No,
usually
you don't.
Just say, oh, you're fine. And so that's another, again, opportunity for you next time actually to be honest and share your vulnerability and just saying, you know, I'm struggling a little bit, or I'm not just that great. And maybe this way inviting people to also share about themselves and really letting go of those armors around them. And, you know, one thing about vulnerability that I need to mention that I really find so helpful is if you see vulnerability, if you visualize it, and this was the story with, you know, this client, if you visualize vulnerability as a little tiny baby, and you really realize when you see a little tiny baby, all you want to do is, of course, protect it.
Yeah.
But you also want to take care of it. You want to nurture it. You want to see it grow and thrive. You want to discover, oh, what is that? You know, how can this little tiny baby find its way, its expressions? You automatically don't feel consumed by your vulnerability. You have a role with the vulnerability, but you honor it and you embrace it and you take care of it. You know, the problem with these parts of us is when we are identifying ourselves with one aspect, you know, the one that is ashamed and the one that is vulnerable. So you can argue this woman who was on stage yesterday, in some ways she was courageous.
Totally.
But she may still identify herself with being the bullied, the one
right.
that, you know, was the victim.
Right.
And there is still some healing that she needs to do about this, which yesterday definitely was a big step, obviously, to be on, you know, public television and, you know, all these kind of great responses she gets. The trick is just for her to not let that be her identity for the rest of her life.
Well, it was interesting you say that, because after she came off the stage, and I can't remember exactly what she said, there was a clip of her, I guess, with her parents and her friends, where she said, I can now move on.
Great.
I can now move on. And vulnerability allows us to be witnessed. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is here. We're going to give you lots of information about him and website and free consultations and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Gratitude asks water, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which involves herself in your life and transforms all that it touches. I am that which links herself with you to offer your blessings to all the living beings. I am that which responds in you and diffuses life joyously and gracefully. Wouldn't it be wonderful to infuse the water that you drink every day with the essence of gratitude? Become carriers of love and gratitude by infusing the water you drink with the vibration of the essence of gratitude by applying our decorative electrostatic vignettes on your pictures and drinking glasses. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Before we jump into this next segment, why don't you take a moment to give out some information about you, your website, your free consultations, and how people can get connected with you to do some healing work.
Well, if you want to get more information on my work, go to cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com in one word. I'm helping people basically to break through their fears of vulnerability, their lack of self-esteem, and help them to discover themselves on a deep level. I'm working with people on the conscious and subconscious level and help them basically to find more about the truth of who they are. Often people come to me exactly with what we talked about, this. I'm feeling too vulnerable. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling too weak. And this is a state that can be very depressing, and it can be very isolating and limiting, and it's not the end state. You can heal and you can outgrow that and really step up into the world with a much more greater sense of empowerment. Cellularwisdom.com. I'm offering free phone consultation and work with clients all over the world. So this is something that you don't have to be here in the Seattle area. I'm working with clients via Skype or the phone, so it can be done anywhere. Now, the other thing I wanted to, we have a guest. Her name is Lisa Scarala. She is the chairwoman of the American Women Self-Defense Association. Now, the American Women Self-Defense Association has a symposium coming up in Seattle. And the reason why I invited her is that I just find it so almost like serendipitous that this symposium is held at a time where it's all about, you know, what I'm talking about, fear and anxiety and vulnerability. And being vulnerable doesn't mean that you're going to feel, you know, like a pushover or that, you basically are defenseless. Being vulnerable is actually much easier if you know when push comes to shove, you can defend yourself. And that's what the symposium is about. It helps women to feel empowered, to be vulnerable and know that if there is a situation that would threaten them, they can actually defend themselves. So thank you, Lisa, for being here.
Thank you for having me. You definitely have a choice. Vulnerability is a good thing, I think. And if you have the choice to empower yourself, you should do that. And OSDA, which stands for American Women's Self-Defense Association, it's an international nonprofit educational organization dedicated to educating and empowering women by providing training services for instructors and services for women designed to increase their education on personal safety and rape prevention. And the event that you were talking about takes place in Bellevue, which is in our own backyard, which I'm really excited about because I've been to other ones, and in Toronto, Canada, Arizona, last year in Philadelphia, and I'm just ecstatic that it's in our own backyard this year.
So what happens on those events? What can people expect?
Well, the event is October 5th through October 7th at the Bellevue Red Lion, and October 5th is for instructors who want to get certified in rape prevention and awareness, and, you know, like I said, for those who want to take the test and go out and train others. October 6th is open to everybody. It's all-day self-defense workshops. We have people from all over the country coming in. We have Darla Bolin from Ohio who's teaching awareness, assertiveness, and boundary setting. So it's like verbal self-defense. I like to call it tongue fooey.
That's great. That's great.
We have another gentleman coming in from North Carolina who's teaching ground fighting. I mean, it is amazing the advantages that women have when you're on the ground. I mean, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but when you're on the ground, you definitely have the advantage. I have another gentleman from Colorado doing mock assailant training, another reading body language for self-defense. And so that's all day Saturday. And then on top of that, we have a dinner and networking event with guest speakers. And I actually have a comedian coming in this year as well. So that's all day on October 6th. And then October 7th, we have gun safety training. So that will be, you know, educational from 9 to 3 at the Westside Armory. And that's where it's one of the best shooting ranges in the country. It's where actually the police officers train. And so we're doing that this year as well.
Now, you are a black belt, you know, multiple black belt holder in Taekwondo. So you know definitely what you're talking about when it comes to self-defense. And you also have these Girls Fight Night Out coming up, I think.
Yes. Next Wednesday, Girls Fight Night Out. And this time, the theme is spa. Okay, we're thinking, yes, spa services. We have people coming in doing Thai massage. We have facials, mini manicures. I think someone is even coming in doing spray tanning, just different. And then we actually have Menashe Jewelry coming in who donated a half a carat diamond, and we're doing a champagne diamond toast.
So you're not fighting there.
No. That's the thing. I do an hour self-defense class in between all of that. So it's one of those pleasure pain things. So.
Yeah, that sounds great.
No, it's a lot of fun, and it's a fundraiser for scholarships to go to the OSDA symposium, which is a few weeks later.
And how can people get a hold of you? How can they find you?
Yeah,
they can call me at Lee's Martial Arts. In West Seattle, or they can just visit OSDA.org.
And how do you spell that?
AWSDA. So again, AWSDA.org.
And what's your phone number they can reach you?
206-938-3375.
Excellent.
Great.
Well,
yes.
I wish you really great success for all of that. And can also men come or only women to the OSDA event?
Men are welcome as well. Men can become instructors. And it's just so important to learn personal safety and self-empowerment. And I'd like to leave you with a promise that whenever we do classes, it's something that we give to our students whenever they leave. And may I read that? Do I have a minute to read it?
Sure.
It says, "I will do whatever must be done to make it home to you. I will not take unnecessary chances, but I will not live in fear. I am not an evil person, but I give myself permission to do evil things to someone who tries to do evil to me. I will never surrender, and I will see you again.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you, Dr. Friedman, for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Folks, go to cellularwisdom.com. And remember, you have it within you to stand up in life, become empowered, and to live life full out. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's our allergy free?
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.